I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast, where today, let me just set the scene.
Yes.
At any point, I might be flashing Sarah one of my six nipples because I'm immediately
what a
after
thrill.
This. Immediately after this, like I'm stepping out from podcast Jules and stepping onto Instagram to do a Tanalog. And I said to myself, I was like, what is the point in getting dressed for Sarah? What's the point? I'll just
put this
light linen robe on and I'll just sit here. So if there is a slight rustle, it's just the delicate movements of the linen that's that's moving over my undulating body.
You know, I don't know if you know this about Ryan Seacrest. Stay with me. Ryan Seacrest in America has everything like purpose built.
I remember you telling me this back in the day. And yes, great fact.
It makes me think. So Ryan Seacrest gets up, he goes into one room and does his radio show, and then he goes next door to the other studio to go live on E, right? And this is what it's making me think of with you. You're doing the podcast and then you'll simply step in front of the ring light and suddenly you're on live like this. You are the Ryan Seacrest of Kent. That's what's happened here.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like Kent's really, it's letting me down a bit this week, Sarah.
And I'm sorry.
I think it's a safe space, but like,
the whole of Kent as well.
No, it's actually just my local area.
The biggest county in England. The whole thing's completely letting me down.
Do you know, it's just like this week, I just have the... Have we ever talked about the dry cleaners that can't dry clean in our town?
No, dear me.
Oh, Sarah, if there's one person I didn't expect to really miss, it was the London dry cleaner and his wife.
You had a very good relationship with them.
We had a great relationship, and his wife, Minira, was the best eyelash tinter in West London. Like, we're in hot climates, I can't be, like, contouring round my eyes at the moment. I really need that lash tint.
They really were a power couple in West London. They really were.
Well, because I'd drop my dry cleaning off, then I'd have my lashes tinted. They'd always give me mates rates on dry cleaning. They really looked after me. The dry cleaners here, they shut at 1 every day. Bear in mind, the post office closes at 12 till 1 for lunch.
Yeah.
And then I went today at 9:30. Like, Sarah, I mean, I've been out. Like, I've been allowing myself to be seen of late. And so that means...
You're very kind.
The looks need to be dry cleaned. I can't get them dry cleaned. They're shut all the time. They're just never there. And every time I've been with stuff, they're like, oh, can't read the label, can't dry clean that. I'm like, it's Japanese silk. You can do this.
I think what's going on here is they're not a dry cleaners at all. This is a front for something else. This is criminal activity. Yeah.
They're money laundering.
They're like, God, this guy keeps coming in. He just actually wants dry cleaning.
I don't know, Sarah. They're half cork wedge and natural tan would suggest otherwise. I don't think these are money laundering. I think these are, and they're sisters, which I really enjoy.
You'd be surprised. We've all seen Line of Duty. It goes on. You know, what's going on out the back? What's going, Japanese silk? They wouldn't know what to do with it if it fell over. That's it. They're not interested in that at all. They're printing passports. That's what's going on.
I was like, this is a shirt with pockets with hand embellishment. I need it dry cleaned. It's got half of my Chanel bronze around the back. We need to sort this out.
You jittering, handing it over. It will be all right, won't it? Be fine, love. We'll put it through at 30.
Don't, Sarah, don't utter those words. I'm seeing you this weekend. I might just bring it into London.
Please do. I think as well, you know, is it time to invest in your own dry cleaning machine? I'm just saying, is it time that Jules' dry cleaners...
How big
cleaners,
are they? They seem pretty big because when I used to have things altered at the tailors in London, that was also my dry cleaners, and I'd go in the back, have a cup of tea, and we'd have a chat while he did my trousers, my inside leg. Those machines look big.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you could get something secondhand. I'm sure you could get something small.
I'm going to look into that, you know. I'm going to look into my own dry cleaning system.
That'll be it. Every time somebody comes for the weekend, they'll be bringing you a bag. That's it. They'll be turning up.
It all started with a hotel trouser press.
Yeah. Jules is dry cleaning. Just ring the bell.
But Sarah, also something that I really feel like is a matter of importance and imperative to discuss with you is this week my online shop arrived, and I don't mean to brag, but it is Waitrose. And the reason why I'm discussing this is because I ordered feta parcels.
Oh, well, Sarah, let me sit forward. Go on.
Sarah, they're better than Marks & Spencer. And I don't say that lightly. And you know I would never say that lightly to you. But I took a bite and I was like, I must inform Sarah Powell about
I'm
this
so
movement.
They grateful.
Are off the charts. Off the charts. I'm really, really chuffed with them. And I ate them cold.
Good. Okay, that's that, and that is the true.
Just
test.
To clarify.
Yeah, no. I'm glad you have. Was the pastry soggy? Because that's the problem with the M&S ones now. And what would you say the ratio of feta to herb was?
It was heavy on the feta.
Good.
It was balanced.
Oh God, I'm excited. I must leave at once. I'm so sorry. You'll have to finish the podcast without me. Where's the car key? Goodbye.
Do you have a Waitrose near you?
Near. I mean, define near. We have. There's Waitrose
that London
around.
Postcode.
Yeah, sure. There's definitely one in Sidcup up the road. So do leave it.
Well,
with
there
me.
You are.
That's the one John's mother frequents quite a lot as well. So I've got it on good authority. It's a fine Waitrose. Oh my God, that's brilliant. I just need to share with you something that just happened before I came on the podcast. Our mutual friend, gorgeous Kirsty Rayner, we were leaving each other voice notes this morning, and she sent me this voice note and she went, oh my God, I was like, why is Sarah talking so quickly? She had it on 1.5. She had it on 1.5. She was listening.
My cousin
back to
only
it.
Listens to voice notes on 1.5. She's like, God. Who listens at normal time? Let's just blast through these voice notes.
Wow.
Millennials for you.
God, that would freak me. That would make me frantic. But imagine the seconds that she's saving on her life. Because it's like, imagine me. Anyway, something else. Now, you know, right? You know, something that I really love and something that brings me a lot of pleasure are the local Facebook groups. Since we moved, I'm in all of them. People are very active. There's a big sense of community. You can ask them anything, right? I mean, you really can. You can ask them anything. Somebody the other day wanted to borrow a diabetic injector. Somebody came through. She went, I've got one. I'll drop it around this
niche.
Afternoon. I know you can go as niche as you like in these groups.
That's good.
Anyway, there was a guy who was building kitchen benches. Not kitchen benches, garden benches. You know, like sort of the sort of thing you'd get in a pub.
Familiar.
Right, yeah. He was building those and they looked good. And I was like, oh, woodwork, eh? Now, when you come to our house, we have got like two steps down to the kitchen, right? And these two steps are just slightly too high for our pegs and she shouldn't be jumping because it's bad for her back. So we constructed a very shoddy ramp. Now, this ramp is the bane of John's life.
I thought you bought that.
Oh, God, no. God. No, John's built it out of an old bath bomb box, the box that the hose came in, a bit of 2x4 and some carpet that his dad gave him, right? So this ramp, though, I cannot emphasise enough, it is the bane of John's life. I would say at least once a week he has to get the masking tape out and fix it again. Like, it constantly skids around and slides. You know, Peggy jumps on it and then that's it. Anyway, so I was like, fine, I'm going to ask Matt, who's making the garden benches, if he could make us a ramp, right? Could he make us like a little wooden ramp, something solid that could slot in, would be the answer to all our prayers. Anyway, I wrote to him and I was like, look, I'm painfully aware this is a very small job, but would you ever consider, do you know what I mean, if you fancy it? Anyway, he wrote back to me and he was like, can you send me a picture? So I did. I said, oh, you know, this is it. And then he was like, so let me get this straight. You need something that a wheelchair can get round. I was like, oh no, there's been some horrible confusion.
So then did you have to just fess up?
I had to say, no, this is a ramp for our very small dog. Like, I measured it, I was like, it's 26 inches, you know, the step is 7 inches high. It's just like, anyway, yeah, but it was the fact that he would look at this picture and think it was wheelchair sized, because you know when you, oh god, it was just so, I was I had to explain to him
it's actually for our puppy.
Yeah, I was like, it's no, this is for, you've completely misunderstood the brief here, this is no, I mean,
and you've not met him in the flesh, so he doesn't understand the Sarah Powell lifestyle.
No, he's got no idea what's coming. Anyway, very,
you're just
kindly,
a mad bitch.
Yes, I'm just some mad woman asking if she could make, if he could make a ramp for my small dog.
Imagine if he's lying next to his wife or whatever and he's like, you won't believe this one.
This woman. Anyway, very, very kindly, he did come back to me and he said, leave it with me. I'm not holding my breath.
Best.
Oh, gosh. Now, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's, because straight dun, dun, out dun. The gate. It's good to know, actually, that the PO box is working.
Yes.
It is working.
Yeah.
And this comes, I couldn't have actually asked for a better Portslade crew member. It's an OG Portslade crew member. Oh. This is from Cab Office Days, Portslade crew.
Wow.
Chloe Chapman.
Chloe Chapman. Now, just in case, if anyone's missed what's going on here, we have moved over the PO box. And
yep,
what's really reassuring about Chloe is that the messaging's getting through. Okay, people are listening. The same can't be said, however, for Judy Wilson, who this arrived yesterday. Now, this, I'm going to call this the straggler. Okay, yep. So this is the very last bit, I believe, that we're going to get from the old PO box. So should we deal with, yep, Judy, or should we move on to Chloe?
Straggler first.
All right, let's do the straggler first. So we're gonna say goodbye to the old PO box, and then we're gonna welcome in the new. So this is
Sarah. I've just seen how much of myself I'm exposing. I hadn't looked at myself on the webcam. I was like, wow, there she is.
Honestly, I couldn't. It's a pleasure, darling. It's nothing short of a pleasure. So this is very fun. This is all. In fact, this looks very much like the Celebration Challenge branding, which I did. Now, this is a lovely card, black and white, and it says...
That's gorgeous.
Isn't that fun? You make the world a better place. And on the back, she's put a little note that says, get your Crayolas out. So there we go. Isn't that fantastic? Oh my gosh. Oh, it folds out. Does it? Oh, how fun. Oh, it's like a proper thing. Look, it's a proper like colouring card. It folds out into three. So that is very fun.
Oh my God, Sarah.
Very fun.
You might take that on a train with you or do some mindfulness with it.
Yeah. Yes, I must. I mean, I'm not going on a train anywhere, but sure.
Yeah.
Hello, Sarah. Thank you for hosting and creating the Celebration Challenge. I had a blast. Dream big always. Judy. So that has come in from Judy. So not really podcast correspondent.
Doesn't matter. This is part of, and the Celebration Challenge is part of your parlour.
It is. No, actually it's not. Oh. It's not part of the parlour. It's available to all. It has finished now, but it was such, oh my gosh, the Celebration Challenge was so much fun and it's definitely coming back next year. So I'll keep you posted.
I did see it. Yes.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. It was very fun. Judy, thanks so much. Thanks so much, babes. God, that's gorgeous. Right. So this is new PO Box. We will give out the address at the end of the podcast, but this is the christening. This is the very, oh, the scissors are coming out. This is the very first.
I tell you why the scissors are out. It's because Chloe has, quite rightly, sellotaped this. But I'm not going to be messing about, scrambling, hacking my fingers away, trying to get through that sellotape because she's used what looks like robust tape. Oh, gosh, it's busy. Hey, there's something wrapped in nice tissue. Right, let me see. Sarah, there's a card for you.
Oh.
That lovely bit of tissue there. And there's also a Jules and Sarah card here. So Sarah, I'm seeing you this weekend. So shall I just bring you that card?
Please do. And when you do come this weekend, you can take your various items, including portraiture and crab apple jelly, which have arrived during the time.
I might eat that crab apple jelly this weekend.
You can have it on the way home with a spoon.
Oh, it's a lovely card. Actually, really gorgeous. I might copy that for one day when I bring out my own brand in cards. It says, it's a white card with yellow writing, and it says, you are absolute sunshine.
Oh.
Dear Jules and Sarah, I don't think I could have found a more perfect card to send you. You both bring so much joy and sunshine into my life when I listen to the podcast or watch your Instagram stories. The positivity you share with Port Salut crew is so amazing. It has gotten me through many sad and trying times in the last year and a half. I hope this card finds you both well. Sarah, congratulations on the baby. I can't wait till we can meet the newest member of the Port Salut crew. Love from the United States, Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. Oh my gosh, gorgeous. What's in the tissue?
I wonder if it might be for baby.
Oh, really? Foot baby. Well, do you want to save it? Well, I tell you what, bring it this weekend. We'll open it together.
It looks small. I feel like this is baby. For
all
baby.
Right. Bring it this weekend. We'll open it. And if it turns out that it wasn't for baby, if it turns out that it's a tea towel, we'll let you know next week on the podcast.
It looks very baby. Let me see if I haven't missed a note. No.
Thank you so much, Chloe, for christening the new PO box. I'm going to give Chloe a little round of applause. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We will give out the address at the end of the podcast. But for now, how are Sheila and Ken?
So Ken is back from his holidays, but is refusing to speak to me about his holidays until I see him in person. And I'm seeing him tomorrow. So he's been like, I'm saving it all. I don't want to have the discussion with you until we're together.
Where did he go?
He went to the Outer Hebrides and he's...
Outer Hebrides.
Yep, and he went whale watching and saw orca whales migrating from Norway to America.
Oh,
insane.
God. Who did he go with?
His best friend, Pookie. And they've been friends since they were 11. And they do all their bird watching and walking together.
I was going to say, orca whales, this has got Pookie all over it.
We call these holidays Ken's broke back trips. Yeah. This is what... In the entire family, we're all like, Ken's on his broke back weekend.
Oh, good. I can't wait. How long did they go for? Look at me piecing together, teasing information.
I think he went for 10 days. He went
God,
for 10
it's
days.
A long so it's time. Been a,
yeah, it's a long time. So I'm sure I'll get some good few tidbits. And actually, Sarah, so I'm meeting him tomorrow, and I know he won't listen to the podcast on the way down to London, but I've booked us in for for an express facial at a little spa before lunch, and he's got no idea. So I'm meeting him at King's Cross. I'm going to be like, we've got half an hour spare. What should we do? Oh, look at that. We can have a little treatment.
That's great. Oh, my God. That's perfect. Where are you going for that?
It's a spa in Islington called Pre, and everything that they do is pre-lunch, pre-races, pre-night out. It's all like before
That's
you do something.
So clever.
Pre-pedicure. It looks gorgeous. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Well, enjoy. And, you know, I mean, Ken with his glow for lunch is fantastic.
Isn't it? I will obviously take a full face of makeup to wear afterwards, and I'll be like, do not give me any slippy oils. Like, you must do this. Ken's on his own. I'm going to leave him be. Yeah.
Ken will just lie there until somebody says you've got to leave.
But yesterday I phoned Mum Mum and I, because of COVID actually, something that's really nice that's happened between Mum and I is we FaceTime. We never FaceTimed before. She would resist it. And now we FaceTime all the time. Anyway, this week she answered. She answered and she had a mask on. It looked a bit steamy and she was like, I'm in Waitrose. I was like, oh, right. I said, I'll call you back. I'll call you back later. She went, I'll be done in 15. I said, well, what bit of Waitrose are you in? She was like, veg. I was like, that's the first bit. I was like, sorry, are you doing a full weekly shop? She's like, yeah, I can do a full weekly shop in 15 minutes flat.
She really is a warrior.
She called me back in 12 minutes. Like when I say Sheila has got talents, I didn't think Supermarket Sweep meets Annika Rice meets, I don't know, Linford Christie.
Do you know, she's not browsing. That's the difference between Sheila. I could spend at least an hour in Waitrose.
I'm quick on a food
no
shop.
Problem.
I don't mess around. When I'm in Tesco in our town, I am bum, in and out. Yeah. No messing.
No, I'm a proper browser. I like to do every area. You know, I like to have a look in Habitat. It makes me think. I don't know if you follow Nohun on Instagram. He's very, very funny. He's in Birmingham. And he was saying that...
Has he got dark hair?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
He's hilarious. He's very sweary. His language is awful. But he was in the car and he was like, I've just been to Sainsbury's. I've just been to Sainsbury's and I was hungry and I went in. And it's like, it's terrible, Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's is the worst, especially if they've got an Argos and they've got a Habitat. He said, I'll just pop in and get something to eat, something light. I've come out with a fucking light. Like
I have to avoid the Habitat section because I'm like, I'm going to end up buying all sorts. I need to be careful.
I bought some nibble bowls last time I went in. It's a slippery slope. It really is. In fact, I do need to pop in today because I must get a jug for my Pimm's. I need a Pimm's jug. So, yes, that's on my list for today.
Our local pub charges £10 deposit if you get a Pimm's. Yeah, because people are obviously nicking the jugs.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Isn't that great?
Anyway, so then when I picked up back and talked with her, we're in a very similar situation at the moment, Sheila and I. It's like finally, it's only taken 34 years for our lives to parallel up. We are both in renovation hell because you can't get builders at the moment. Everything's backlogged because of Brexit. All the materials are super expensive. Sheila says they've got a wet wall and they don't know where the water's coming from. I said, well, where is it? She said, it's in the garage. I said, well, above the garage is your bathroom. She said, no, it's not on a wall that's plumbed. This wet wall is coming from somewhere and we don't know what's going on. So Sheila's walking in halfway, testing kitchen towel, going back, moving out, they're airing out the garage. They don't know where it's coming from. So I think things are a bit fraught at the moment. I said as well, I said, we've lived in this house a year and the blind in this office is being held up by a credit card or an Oyster card from times gone by. That because we've not decorated this room, I've just put up with it. And I said to Mum, I'm sick and tired of these little things now. I think I'm just going to push through because everything for us has been waiting on the planning permission, the plumbing, the drainage, the, all of this stuff. And I'm like, I am done with waiting. Sheila's in a very similar situation. And I mean, she's only been in a couple of months. But yeah, blinds are coming out. Things are moving. Yeah. She has had an absolute enough.
We have had a very similar experience here. We got Ralph the handyman in on Friday because John is good at doing stuff. I'm not good at doing. I'm not DIY at all. But the thing is, John can do it, but he never gets round to it because he has too much to do. And so we had Ralph here for the whole day on Friday and he had to come back on Monday. He was very sweet. I'd say he was in his 70s. Terrific tan. Absolutely sensational tan. Like, I don't know where he's been. I don't know what he's been doing.
Isle of Paradise Ultra Dark Express, leaving on for 4 hours, was it?
He did mention something.
He did walk in with his buffing brush.
Did say, I've got to get home to rinse this off. Anyway, he was very, very sweet. He did take his time, did Ralph. Really, but
did he charge you by the hour by the job?
Yes, he did.
By the hour?
Yeah, he charged us by the hour. And he did take his time, but it is, I'm pleased to say a lot of it's done. I mean, there's a mirror been mounted that's been under the sofa since we moved in. Blinds have gone up.
Where did you find him? Because I need a mirror mounting.
You know where I found him? The local Facebook groups. Who knows a good handyman? Who knows somebody who could come and do a bit of an odd job for us? I made a list. I got him round. I did have to crack the whip when he came back on Monday. I said, Ralph.
Bondage.
I said, we started
that's
a lot
more
of things.
Than he expected.
I said, Ralph, we started a lot of things on Friday, didn't we? We didn't finish them. So can we go through them today? We're going to go through what we're going to be doing. We're going to go, so we're all clear. That got him on. That got him up and running. He put a Velux blind up for us. That would never have gone up.
Sorry, let's just take a side moment for how you say Velux.
Velux.
I'm dying for it. Velux blind.
Velux
I say
blind.
Velux.
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 Velux. Velux. Velax. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Velux. What did I say?
You said Velux.
Velux.
Yeah. Like you'd almost taken a running jump into it. Your Velux blinds.
John has this thing that he's always saying, he says this about me a lot, that if I just see a word, I don't necessarily learn how to pronounce it properly. I'm just like, oh, that'll
do. Why would
you? And he said the greatest example of this is the ice cream that I call Häagen-Dazs. And he's like, where's that come from? Why have you decided? I'm like, oh, that'll do. You know, when you just see a word and you're like, yeah, sure, that'll do.
Get this, because I don't know, it might be pronounced right. Somebody DM'd me and said, hi, I think I really need to tell you this, that Mila is pronounced like Sheila, Mila.
This is for the Hoovers.
For the Hoovers, dishwashers, you know, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
it's
Mila.
Not Mila, it's Mila.
Mila. Oh, I can't be bothered. I mean, life's too short, isn't it? I'm just like, oh, I don't need the proper pronunciation. The amount of times I say that word, I mean, you know, I don't know if I've even said that word this year. So, no, I can't be
Which
bothered
to retain
that. Which I think
speaks everything you need to know, Portsmouth crew.
I don't need that word. But also, I'm like, oh, do you want a Häagen-Dazs? John's like, where's this come from? I'm like,
I think that's fabulous.
That's just what I've decided it's called. You know, it makes me think of your friend's mum who called all bar one, Alberoni.
Alberoni. That's the same woman who calls an avocado an avocado.
Yeah.
It's so good. All the Rony.
Oh, gosh. It makes me think of Mary from Gogglebox, who can't say, like, you know how you'd say banana? She can't put the R in words. I don't know. It's something to do with her accent. So she calls it a banana. So everything that would go R would have an R sound in it becomes up here.
Speaking of French pineapple, how on earth is June?
June, French pineapple. June's very well. June's had a week of mishaps, right? June's had a week of misunderstandings. It started with a bag of mini marshmallows, which she bought online, which, you know, just for the occasional hot chocolate, just to impress friends, really, more than anything else. Would you like a mini marshmallow? You know, it can really make a scene, can't it?
It's quite ahead of the season, really. It's a bit,
I know, that's
a bit hot
it.
For
I don't,
it.
I don't know what was going on with her. I think she might have had a recipe that required them or something. I don't know. Anyway, she thought she'd ordered just, you know, a standard bag. Well, she sent me a picture with her keys next to it for scale. Oh, my God. I mean, it's industrial. It's practically a catering-sized bag of mini marshmallows. She said, I don't know what to do. I'll never get through them all. So that was the first mishap. But she told her friend about this. She told her friend, she went, don't. I've had an absolute nightmare with my husband, right? So this is mum's friend's husband who went to do the big shop. Now, when she sends him to do the big shop, she writes the list out and she does it in categories. Okay, so she's got fruit and veg.
She walks around the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. She walks him round and he knows in each area what he's got to pick up.
God, she's brave sending him.
I know. Well, I don't think she will again after this, right? So... There's bakery, that's another section on the list. And then there's also like household toiletries, okay? Now, these were very close together on the list, okay? And the husband didn't perhaps appreciate that they weren't all part of bakery. So she'd put loo rolls, right? He thought it said 100 rolls, right? So... He came home and they were unpacking the shopping. She said, why have we got all these rolls? She said, we've got rolls for days. She said, I don't know what we're going to do with them. Like, you know, it's like they had a burger. He said, I did have to ask them to bring more out from the back like this. And he had bought 100 bread rolls. He'd bought 100 of them. And the list had said loo rolls.
All it needed was a capital L.
That's it. That's it. And a capital L, what a difference that would have made in that moment. She said, they're in the freezer. She said, everybody I go to see, I take a packet of rolls for them. Everybody.
Yeah, you would.
Just got 100 rolls. Isn't that hilarious?
Also, I mean, there was no telephone to confirm. There was no telephone.
No.
Oh, she must know what she's doing. We've obviously got something coming up.
Oh, 100 rolls. It sounds a lot, but okay.
Yeah.
Cleaning out the whole of Sainsbury's of bread rolls.
Bringing out one of those giant totes. You know what they wheel baked goods
yes,
on?
That's it. Bringing out one of those for him. 100 rolls. Oh my God. Brilliant. Just brilliant.
Oh, God.
Gosh. Now, will we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. Okay, mine actually came via Carolyn Murphy on the Facebook group. So thank you so much for this. Family shock as cat they thought they had cremated comes home.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
This is from the BBC. A family got a huge shock when their pet cat, which they thought they had cremated, turned up alive and well. Frankie, a 16-year-old tabby, went missing from his home in Warrington, Cheshire on the 19th of May. Days later, owner Rachel Fitzsimmons saw a similar-looking dead cat on the M6 motorway and Highways England staff gave it to the family to be cremated.
Oh my God.
When Frankie reappeared, Mrs. Fitzsimmons' son, Remy, 7, declared, "It's a miracle, we thought he had died." The meandering Moggy had been missing for a few days when the family sent out search parties. Mrs. Fitzsimmons then saw the dead cat, which looked identical to Frankie, on the motorway near to her home. Highway England workers confirmed the markings. The family had it cremated and even brought the ashes home in a box. Mrs. Fitzsimmons said,
oh my God.
Then he came back frail and hungry, but alive. So it turns out we cremated somebody else's cat.
And it's, do you know, you have to pay. You have to pay. They've paid to cremate somebody else's cat.
And how much is it?
I don't think it's a lot. I think it's about sort of 30, 40 quid. I don't think it's, I mean, we had Ralph the hamster cremated. And I can't, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the going rate is to cremate.
I've told you about how our goldfish were disposed of.
Oh, yeah.
Ken used to get a spoon and flick it across the kitchen. It would hit the bin and he'd land in. And he would be like, yes, that was our dealing with death. We never had burials. We never had send-offs. We never had anything. It was put it in the bin and that was it. Move on with your life. So for us, when people talk about pet cremations, I'm like, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
No. Okay. Sure.
It was brutal.
But you
brutal
do have
in
to
a Yorkshire
pay.
Household.
Yeah. So they have paid to cremate a random dead cat.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's amazing. So my news from the north comes from, well, it's a bit of a news from around. This is from the Ipswich Star. And let me tell you, if there's one thing the Ipswich Star love, it's a pop-up. Okay, so we're going to struggle to get all the way through this without them asking me something or getting me to buy something. Police called to Kesgrave after giant tortoise spotted crossing the road. A giant pet tortoise, measuring around 1 metre long, was seen meandering the streets of Kesgrave by bemused members of the public this afternoon. So there's a picture, not of the tortoise, just of the bemused people. Suffolk police received the unusual call at 1:50 p.m. and discovered the giant tortoise wandering the pavement. The 34-year-old tortoise, named Titan, had escaped his enclosure in Kesgrave and was photographed by people along the busy street, leaving drivers stunned. A spokesman for Suffolk Police said officers attended Main Road and helped the owner get his tortoise back home. The adult tortoise has proven to be a big hit with the people of Kesgrave following his adventure. Owner Richard Aston, who has had the tortoise since he was a child, has thanked those who helped get Titan home this afternoon. He said, Titan was in the garden, it was all secure, and I only knew he'd gone missing when I had a knock at the door to say he was out. Looking at the CCTV, five young teens were sitting with him and moved the gate and fencing and didn't secure it again when they left. It was obviously an accident. As you can see, they tried to put it back. They just wanted to see him and he wasn't harmed. I want to thank the guy who stopped and knocked at the door to alert me to the fact that my huge adult Sulcata tortoise had gone for a wander, and the police officers and the paramedic that helped get him back into the garden. Hannah Wills, who captured the giant tortoise on video, said, it was such a crazy sight. She said, I was with my mum in the back of the car and the traffic had come to a standstill on both sides with just a little gap. There were two men, one on a bike and one trying to help walk it across the road. When we finally saw the giant tortoise, we were both started laughing as it was so impressive. We'd never seen one that big before. And I believe, hang on, I'm just scrolling down the pop-ups. I'm just scrolling down to see if there's any more of this story. And no, that is where it ends.
That's
right
that.
There. Yeah, that is that. It's just going to end on the quote there. Fabulous. So Titan's home. That's the headline here. Jules, do you want a hypothetical question? Hypothetically, Jules, if you could choose one of the elements to control, what element would you choose? We've got earth, we've got fire, we've got water, we've got the air. Which, I was thinking there was five, but then I remembered that's the Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element. That's that. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, no, or with those rangers when we were kids and one of the elements was heart. Do you remember that one?
No.
They all had the rings that they put the rings in, and it was like earth, air, fire, water, heart.
Oh my gosh, was that Power Rangers?
No. This is where the generation gap really divides
us. Yeah, wow. No, I can't place that at all, actually. Mm. Rings, you say. Anyway, we're not including heart in this. Yep. We're not including that.
Okay, so this is quite tough, actually, because I am somebody of the earth. Like, I am a Virgo. That's an earth sign. I feel very grounded. I do love the earth. Air could be extremely useful for transportation. You could be like, come on, wind. Whoop, pick yes. me up. Fly me somewhere. It would be quite
blow
easy.
Me.
It'd be quite a good one.
Blow me across the
fire. Very, very useful to save lives. Very useful to save lives. You could dim fire, control it, move it.
Sure. Yes, that sort of that's thing. True. Very hot. Very, very hot.
It is
dealing
hot.
With fire.
I wonder if I'd have to wear a special suit as well because I'd get burnt.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would have to wear it. I think you're in control of this. So I don't think you would. I think you're equipped.
Water. It's very biblical, isn't it? Moses separating
absolutely.
The water, walking through.
Especially in that linen dressing gown.
But I am going to decline water.
Oh,
for the reason that I just would not want the biblical attention that would come with moving water. I think it would. I think I'd be. Well, that would be it. That would be it. It would be a whole scene. And that's not for me. So then we're back revisiting. Now, the earth could be so fun because everywhere I walk, flowers could be emerging. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could only ever walk on a bed of chrysanthemums and, like, you know, have all this really fabulous thing. Fire, I think for me,
I can feel like see it's you a lot with of fire.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say it's a lot of pressure. That feels like a lot of pressure, being like, you know, everybody's going to want you to save every single, you know, house fire, anything that happens. I'm like, you wouldn't rest. You would not rest.
Get the call in. Call him. It's caught fire. My chip pan's on fire. You know who you need. Jules Von Epp.
So what's left? Air for transportation or earth for walking on a bed of chrysanthemums?
Yeah. I'm sure there are other. You could grow things from the earth. You do like that. You do like gardening. Dutch should be very pleased.
No, I'm strictly indoors. Dutch does outdoors.
That's true.
I do like... I think I... This is one of the toughest ones. I think
also,
I'm going to go with...
interrupt. Wonder if Earth...
Just
could
I'm making
be,
a decision.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Just, I thought Earth could be potentially used also for transportation. You know, it could ride up and slide you to your destination. That sort of thing. You know, you could... Do you know what I always imagined doing? Like, you know, when you're stuck in traffic, I always imagine picking up the road and flicking it, and then all the cars would ping off and I'd be able to drive through.
Or the earth could separate and it'd make a little tunnel for you to drive along.
Yes.
Yeah, I think tunneling. I will go with earth. It feels a little bit more, there's a lot more things you can do with it. Air is just flying.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really. I mean, you know, which... on a different day, that might appeal, but not when there's these other options.
No, I'll go with Earth.
It's a great choice. And also your Virgo, like you said, you know, it fits. It really does fit. Portslade crew, we adore you. We adore you for listening. I can't tell you how much we love you. Please do write to us. There's a new PO box address. It is...
The Portslade Crew HQ, also right, Jules Von Hepp, PO Box 300, ME13, and then just say 3DP.
3DP. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And we'd love to have you. We do always finish on, well, Jules's word, or really, affirmation. Do you want to change it? Do you want to change it to Jules's affirmation of the week?
I feel like I should, because... I'm much more of an affirmation person than I am a word person. You know, it's not like it's taken us almost 6 years for me to work that out.
I am totally in the mood for making swift, bold decisions around changing things. I am here for it this week. So Jules' affirmation of the week. Here we go.
You are the artist of your own life. Don't hand the paintbrush to anybody else.
Yes. Very good. What a sensational metaphor. Oh my gosh, Portslade Crew, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.